Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Pastor Helen Price. I'm standing in today as the host for today's ministry with East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Glory to God. We want to thank God for each one of you that are here today and those even who will listen later on to the broadcast by the archives. We give glory to each and every one of you in Jesus' name. We thank God today that Apostle Barbara Kizzy is away this morning. She had the blessed privilege of attending an ordination yesterday, but also the 35th anniversary of her church. Of her home church, and we thank God for her. I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. I thank God for all that you do, and I give glory and praise and honor. You invited our church, Memphis Covenant Faith, to come and be the host this morning as you're away today. So we thank God for his blessing upon you, and we're just so honored. I always count it a privilege, and Mom, get ready, because Pastor Mom, I'm going to ask you this morning to open up, and Pastor Catherine to get ready to open up in prayer in just a moment. I have the blessed privilege of being one that back in 1989, the Lord spoke to my heart to go to the St. Louis area and to begin a church called East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And I was really questioning God and said, how can that be, Lord God? But God knew what he was doing those many years ago, 33 years ago now. And so we thank God for what he's done, and I just had the privilege of being the founding pastor. But Pastor Mom became the on-hands pastor of the church. Apostle Kizzy is now the apostolic pastor of the church, and we're so grateful to God for all of you that come each Sunday and attend. Even when we were down in the Heritage House in the building, we thank God for all that he has done and is yet doing in and through you all. So we give glory to God. So as Pastor Catherine comes, if she'll come online to help Mom and pray in this morning, and we want to say good morning. I'm thankful today not only for being the host, but I thank God for Minister Joy, for Joy, my daughter, who is the engineer today. Glory to God. And Lord God, we just dedicate every part of this particular service unto you. So, Pastor Catherine, are you on this morning with Pastor Mom? Mm-hmm. Do you have it unmuted, Joy? All right. Pastor Catherine, are you on this morning? We knew that Mom wanted, we wanted Mom to begin to. Okay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we worship you this morning. We just worship you. Oh, Drabasia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Mom, when it's on, is Pastor Mom on today?
Yes, can you hear us? Yes.
Now
can you hear
I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good morning, Pastor Catherine. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a really good morning to see it. They've been speaking to them this morning.
Oh, yes, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. We want to ask you, Mom, would you begin to open us up in prayer this morning? Pastor Catherine, would you lead Mom in a prayer, the prayer to open up this morning, Pastor Catherine?
Okay. Father, we just come in Jesus' name. Okay, Mama, you're going to pray the Lord's Prayer, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Our Father.
Our Father, who is out of heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and
give
us
our debts
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that, Pastor Mom. We just said, good morning, Pastor Mom. If you have your lines, you can open up your lines and tell Mom, good morning this morning. Pastor Mom, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Is anybody else saying good,
good morning,
morning to Pastor?
Good morning, Grandma. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Love you.
Love you.
May God keep you strong.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming on and saying good morning to Pastor Mom this morning. So now as we come, I'm going to ask that, I'm going to ask two this morning. I'm going to ask Pastor Catherine, will you also open us up this morning in a word of prayer? And also, I'm going to ask if Minister Rachel will open us up in a word of prayer. So, Pastor Catherine, will you come and open us up in a word of prayer? Pastor Mom, thank you so much. We love you, love you, love you. So, Pastor Catherine, will you come?
Well, Father God, we just come in Jesus' name, thanking you, Lord, so much for another day. You're so good. You're so wonderful, Lord God. You're the everlasting Father. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're the great I Am. You're the King of Kings. You're omnipotent. You're omnipresent, our fortress, our high tower. Lord God, you're a God that's just more than enough. And we just come this morning, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for your new mercies and grace for this day. We don't have to live on what we did yesterday, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God. Your mercy and your grace is brand new today in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance to be able to come, Lord God, on the service today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that today we thank you for your word that's going to go forth. It will not go void, but it's going to go to do what it was accomplished to do, Lord. We thank you that somebody's going to be set free. Somebody's going to be healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, right now. Somebody's going to even begin to be able to just trust you even more and more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for our speaker, Lord God, today. We pray also for the entire church Memphis Covenant Church, Lord God, this morning. Thank you, Lord God, right now for just being with them, guiding them, giving them your wisdom and your guidance and your direction. We also pray for Apostle, Lord God, while she's away, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you encamp angels all around about her. Give her your, Lord God, give her your strength, Lord God. Give her, Lord God, the anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus that you already placed upon her, Lord God. We ask the Lord God to just bring her back home safely in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you once again for everyone that's going to listen today, Lord God. We think that they will not be the same after this day. When they hear the word today, they will not be the same. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What an anointed prayer. Glory to God. I could feel that, Pastor Catherine, in the spirit. Hallelujah. Pastor Minister Rachel, will you come?
I'd like to say good morning to everybody, especially to the Lord for blessing us to see this day. And Father God, I ask that your perfect will be done through each and every one of us in our hearts, minds, and souls, wherever we are, Lord. I thank you, O God, for your mercy, your grace, and your continual love and your precious blood. Cover us, keep us, strengthen each and every one, heal everyone that is sick, oh God, that we may continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Rachel. I praise God for you and for your family. Glory to God. I want to come and join my prayers along with both of you all because I just want to have an opportunity to worship the Lord and just give him glory, give him thanks, give him honor. Hallelujah for his good and goodness, his tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace today. Thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, protecting us all throughout the night last night. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us food to eat today, clothes to wear, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a nice place to stay in, Father God, for health and strength, for the use and activity of our arms, our legs. Thank you, Lord God, even this day, Lord God, for giving us our five senses to be able to see, to touch, to taste, to smell, and to hear. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory today. We know that you live and you inhabit. You're enthroned upon the praises of your people. So we worship you today. We worship you today, Almighty God. There is nobody like you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Have your way today. Have your way today, Lord God. Lord, thank you for touching. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing, Lord God. Thank you for delivering, Lord God. Thank you for providing, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening. Thank you for strengthening each one of us today, Lord God. Especially, Lord God, even now for my mom and for my sister, Pastor Catherine, for everyone in their respective places. We give you glory today. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We reverence you. And we say, Lord God, do what you do best. Have your way. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. For you said, Father, if just two of us would gather together in your name, there you would be in our midst. And we know, Lord God, when you're God in the midst, when you're in the midst of us, Lord God, you're here to meet every single one of us at the point of our need, whatever that need might be. Oh, Lord, encourage hearts by your spirit today. Precious Holy Spirit, we welcome you and say, have your way today. He come to do what you do best. Hallelujah. Lead and guide us into all truth. Show us things to come. Give us the power today. He come to the whole shaka. Give us the power that we need to witness, to serve, and to love. Oh, Lord God, precious Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Hallelujah. You're the one that testifies and glorifies and honors our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you in advance. We worship you today. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord God Almighty. El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the one that's more than enough. Thank you for being El Rohi, the Lord who sees us. You see, you know, you care. You're working behind the scene today in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give you praise and glory. We give you honor. Lord, you said in your word to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, to come into your very courts with praise, to be thankful unto you, and to bless your name because you're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So today, as our engineer Joy is coming, Joy, we're going to have a enter into his gate thanksgiving, into a thanksgiving song. Look down the list and see on that list of the songs that are already uploaded. Give us a song that we can come into his presence with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Lord, we sing even this morning of your goodness, of your mercy, of your amazing grace, of your love and kindness towards us. Again, we want to welcome each one of you to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church service today. Glory to God. Once again, if somebody came on a little late, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, who's the apostolic pastor here at East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and Pastor Mom is the pastor. Glory to God. We want to thank God even today that she's away, went for an ordination, and then went for our home church's 35th anniversary church. Anniversary. So she asked our church to come in today. We're going to be doing things just a little bit different. She wanted me to go on the flow like we do at the church, our church at Memphis Christian Center. So we're kind of mixing a little bit of what we do with some things that you all do at East St. Louis and then what we do at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Because I do have a vested interest in East St. Louis Christian Center because the Lord used me to be the founding pastor. And Pastor Mom became the on-hands pastor some 23 years ago. Glory to God. We thank God for Pastor Mom. The church is 3 years old. We give glory to God for Pastor Mom and for Apostle, the apostolic pastor of the church, who God has been using. God has been using them to touch and impact the lives of so many people throughout the United States and in that St. Louis area. So we want to thank God for them and each and every one of you. One of the things that Apostle does on a Sunday morning is that she gives the pearl to ponder. Well, we'll let her do that next week, Lord willing, as she comes in. But then another thing that Apostle does, and I think it's the most great and glorious thing, is that she has us to do our declarations. And that's so very important because Job 22 and verse 28 says that we could decree and declare a thing and it would be established unto us. Oh, precious saints of God, when we begin to decree and declare the word of God says in Jeremiah 1:12 that the Father God is watching over his word to perform it. Galatians 3 and verse 1 says, Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession of the words of our mouth, he will bring those words to pass as we speak them. The precious Holy Spirit, the word of God says, was the one and is the one who is the building constructor in Genesis 1:1-3, who was just hovering over the chaos, hovering over the situation, waiting on one thing, to speak the word. And when he said, when the word spoken, let there be light, then there was light. So, and then we thank God for his ministering angels. In Psalms 103 and verse 20, the word of God said they hearken, they listen, and they obey the voice of God's word. I love Psalms 147 and verse 15, which says that when the word goes forth, it runs swiftly. So we have the blessed opportunity to decree and declare the word of God. I love the scripture in Romans 4 and verse 17, which says that Abraham declared those things that be not as though they were. And then it says in Isaiah 46 and verse 10 that God says, I'm the one that speaks the end from the beginning. So that's what we do when we decree and declare the word. Oh, no, we're not just a name it and blame it crowd. No, 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 no. We know that when we begin to speak the word, God's word, it says in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, that his word will not return to him void or empty, but his word will accomplish what he pleases in us and prosper in us whereto he sent it. So I'm going to go through some declarations that we're going to speak together. Glory to God. And as we do so and we begin to speak that word together this morning, we just thank God for his word not returning to him void or empty, for his word running very, very swiftly on each one of our behalf. Glory to God. Now, the first one that we're going to speak over ourselves is for divine health. Divine health. So would you repeat with me, please, this morning? Remember, be fully engaged now, because God the Father, remember again in Jeremiah 1:12, he's watching over his word to bring it to pass in our lives. So speak this out with me today, please. I know we have to be motivated to do it. Sometimes we don't know. Some people don't know the importance of speaking the word and what happens behind the scenes as we begin to speak the word. So we're going to speak the word of divine health. Exodus 15:26. Would you repeat with me, please? I apply and receive. That's right. I apply and receive. Exodus 15:26. Thank you, loving and kind Heavenly Father, that you are the Lord God that healeth me and every cell, organ, and every system of my body, in Jesus' name. Then we'll decree the word of divine peace. Say with me, please. I apply and receive Psalms 119 and verse 165. Say with me, gracious, kind Heavenly Father, I thank you that because we love your word, that we have great peace, and that nothing offends us. Let's do one for the children, the one that I used to speak over my, and still do speak over my children. In Isaiah 54 and verse 13, Isaiah 54, say, kind Heavenly Father, I apply and receive Isaiah 54:13, that I and my children are taught of the Lord, and great is our peace and undisturbed composure. Let's apply the word of prosperity to our lives. Say, I apply and receive Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3. Thank you, gracious, kind Heavenly Father, for making of me a great nation, for empowering me to prosper, for making my name great, and that I and we shall be a blessing through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for blessing those who bless me. And thank you, Father, that through Jesus Christ in us, shall all families of the earth be blessed, empowered to prosper. We go back up, it says, thank you for blessing those who bless me and cursing those who curse me, in Jesus' name. Then divine, last one, divine protection. I apply, well, I got one more because we need that last one. It's only one more after divine protection. So I apply and receive Psalms 91. Verse 1 and 2. Thank you, kind Heavenly Father, that as I continue to live, dwell, and abide in the secret place of the Most High, I shall live and make my home under the safety shadow of you, the Almighty. I say of you, Lord, that you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, in you will I trust. Let's apply strength, Psalms 27 and verse 1. Thank you, Lord. I decree and declare that you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lord, you are the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you so much for praying that with me. And thank you for us decreeing and declaring the word of God. We're going on in now as we go to this particular particular part, we're going to begin to worship the Lord with our tithes and with our free will offerings. This is still for, even though we're the church, East St. Louis Christian Center, who hosts this, this is still for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Glory to God. And so we're thanking God for this morning when the word of God says in Luke 6 and verse 38, he says, God tells us to do one thing. He's a gift. And he said, it will be given unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto our bosom. For with the same measure that we meet with all, it shall be measured to us again. Glory to God. Glory to God. And as you prepare to be able to worship the Lord and you're giving today, glory to God, we always want to, no matter what, we always want to be able to speak the word of God out over our giving. Apostle has a certain one that she says, I'm going to give one out of our ones that we have. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, as we begin to give, say, Lord, as I give, I thank you, Father, for giving unto me and back to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto my bosom. Lord, I thank you for giving me seed to sow, bread to eat, and for multiplying my seed sown, which causes thanksgiving to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for each one of you today and in your giving, and we thank God for this particular time in Jesus' name. That's why I'm going to tell you guys, I really, to each one of you, I really admire what my sister Apostle Kizzy does. God used me many years ago to go wherever she lived at to be able to plant seeds or to be there in encouragement and prayer. And then as she birthed forth over 30-some years ago now into the things of God and going forth in the work of the ministry, not only here at East, not only at East St. Louis Christian Center Church, but also in the many programs that she has there on Get 'Em and in other capacities, God is so blessed her. Glory to God. As they, you know, the old folks used to say, I'm going to run on and to see how, what the end. I may not see all the end, but I know this, that God is using my sister in a tremendous and in a mighty way. And not just my sister Apostle, but all of my sisters, glory to God. But I'm thinking about Apostle because my sister Apostle Barbara Kinsey, because I tell you, sometimes when I try to step into her shoes or to step in, not so, so much her shoes, but to host and do as she does, sometimes I really have to depend on God. So I said, Lord, give me grace to do what you would have for us to do today. And Lord, in combining our services today. So I thank God for today and worship God for all that he is doing. Lord, have your way. And we give you glory and praise and honor. So once again, we thank God for each one of us. There are many ways that we said that you can give. Usually you all that do give know how you sow your seeds. I know I do mine each Sunday through Cash App. Glory to God. Others bring it up. And know how to be able to give in the way that God has had you to do. So as they used to say, govern yourself accordingly. Glory to God. So we're going to begin now. As we begin to come now, we come in and thank God for who he is in our lives. It may seem like it's an abbreviated service today. We're not going to try to just drag things out or drag things on, but we're going to go on and worship God and thank him for his good and goodness. We have one more song that we're going to be playing, and Joy is going to get his, thank you, Joy, for being our engineer today. Glory to God. And thank you for flowing along. Bill Winston used to say, flow, flow, flow. Thank you for flowing with us. Thank you, Amber, for being one of the ministers that will be ministering. I want you all to get ready now, because after this song that Joy plays, Amber, Joy, you, okay, Joy, thank you. I hear from the other room. Joy said we have two songs that we're going to play. And then after these two songs, you're going to, the next voice, I'll come back, introduce Joy to come on, and she's going to come with the word God has given her, then Amber, and then myself. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give glory and honor and praises to God. Joy, will you play that first song, please?
bring the sacrifice of praise. Let's sing it.
I will.
To God, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, we bring a sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord, and then we will sing praises unto your name, Lord God. Oh, thou most high, oh, thou most high, glory to God. As we come now into this part of the service, we're looking to God to speak to our hearts through his word. Glory to God. We thank him today for his word being a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway, that we might not sin against him. We ask God, Father God, that you would open the eyes of our understanding. Lord God, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, your word, Lord God, and of your purpose, your plan, your destiny for our lives. Let us not go away from this place the same. Thank you for speaking through my daughters, Lord God, as well as through myself by you, precious Holy Spirit. Have your way today. Lord God, speak to us, through us, Lord God, and thank you for ministering to the hearts of men and women, both now, boys and girls, both now and even in the future, if you, Lord Jesus, tarry to come. Lord, have your way today, and I give you thanks in advance. I give you thanks in advance, and we worship you now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Joy, will you come with the word that the Lord has laid upon your heart for today?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, today's message is compassion in action. Compassion in action. Today's scripture comes from Colossians 3:12-14. That's Colossians 3:12-14. It says in Colossians 3:12, clothe yourself with compassion. Clothe yourself with compassion. Colossians 3:12. Now, building benches isn't James Warren's job. He started building them. However, when he noticed a woman in Denver sitting in the dirt while waiting for a bus, that's undignified, Warren worried. So the 28-year-old workforce consultant found some scrap wood, built a bench, and placed it at the bus stop. It quickly got used, realizing many of the 9,000 bus stops in his city lacked seating. He made another bench, then several more, inscribing "Be kind" on each one. His goal: compassion fills me. It's in the air. It's air in my tires, he says, to make people's lives just a little bit better in any way I can, Warren said. Compassion is another way of describing such actions. As practiced by Jesus, compassion is a feeling so strong that it leads us to take action to meet other needs. When crowds of desperate people pursued Jesus, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd in Mark 6:34. He turned that compassion into action by healing the sick in Matthew 14:14. We should clothe ourselves with compassion, Paul urges in Colossians 3:12. The benefits, as Warren says, it fills me up. It's air in my tires. Depending on which Bible verse you are reading, the word compassion can be found in scriptures anywhere from 48 to 108 times. Our God self-describes as a God of compassion, and he calls us to show compassion to others. Story after story in scripture confirms we serve a compassionate God. Even when the word compassion isn't used, we see compassionate acts over and over in the Bible. The Hebrew and the Greek word for compassion means to have mercy, to feel sympathy, and to have pity. As believers, we want to cultivate those traits in ourselves and in our children. We need look no further than how Jesus showed compassion to those with disease, to the outcast, and to those who made horrible decisions in their lives, like the woman at the well. His own motley crew of followers included the hated tax collector, Matthew, a former possessed woman, and a group of uneducated fishermen. There, where he does not show compassion, is towards the self-sufficient, proud, arrogant, those who look down on others. While we personally might not know a former possessed person or a tax collector, we certainly rub shoulders of people in different socioeconomic groups with different educational backgrounds and different political stance. Politics are a hot-button issue today, creating division left and right, even among believers. Hating others disrupts family gatherings, friendships split. Tensions join family holidays along with the turkey. But in the Beatitudes, we are called to be peacemakers. Being a peacemaker doesn't imply agreeing with every viewpoint, but we are to put aside anger and malice and remember Jesus is the only good shepherd. Some people need our compassion because they need a good shepherd who will teach them the truth. We can show them compassion rather than hate. By praying, God leads them into wisdom and truth. Perhaps as we study compassion in the Bible, we can share these insights with the children and teach them what compassion looks like. Brainstorming with them how your family can model Christ in an important trait. All around us are needs, and God will bring them to our attention. Those needs can motivate us to put our compassion into action, and those actions will encourage others as we show them love for Christ. I have a prayer that says, Lord, teach me to be compassionate in all my ways. Help me to pray for others with empathy, knowing that you care for your children. Use me as your vessel of compassion to the world in need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Joy, for that wonderful message on compassion and action. What a blessing. I never knew that that out of compassion, the man began to build benches at the bus stop. Hallelujah. And then the right, be kind on each bench. Glory to God. That compassion will lead us to take action, and we should clothe ourselves with the compassion of God. Oh, thank you, Joy, for that word. What a wonderful word. Every time you minister on something, I'll go afterwards and many times go back and look at it. I want to go back and look at that man again. I want you to be able to text me your message and so that I can be able to get the man's name again who did that. Thank you so much, Joy. I thank God for that word that you ministered today. It blessed my heart. And now we're going to have Forever to come with the word that God has laid upon her heart today. Amber, will you come, please?
Oh, yes. Good morning to you all. And the message God has laid on my heart today is we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so many times when we go through things in life and some busy times and things like that, we don't have the strength within ourselves to do it. So we must trust and rely on God for His strength. And we can always rely on God for His strength and for our strength, just like Paul in the Bible relied on God for His strength. And it says in Psalms 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. So we can cast every single one of our burdens onto Him. Nothing should be too heavy on us that we can not just give it over to God, because God does not want us to keep all any heaviness on us, any overwhelmness on us, but give it all to Him. In 1 Peter 5:7, Peter quoted this psalm about casting all our anxieties onto Him because He cares for us. God cares for us. He doesn't want us to live without any strength. He doesn't want us to live defeated, but He wants us to rely on His strength, being light as a feather. Even though things might try to become on us heavy, He wants us to just give it all over to Him. And the part about giving everything, all our burdens over to Him, I think of it like taking the trash out, whether you have a trash chute or you wait for the truck or something like that. When you go throw that trash out, you don't walk back out there after it's been taken trying to go bring it back in. No. When we cast our burdens over to our Father God, we leave it with Him. We shouldn't be going back to try to pick it back up. We know that it's in good hands. When it's over to Him, He can handle it. And it leaves us lighter because He wants us to just trust in Him and not keep all of that on us. And we can rely on His strength each and every day. And an important part of knowing that God is our strength is that we must continually pray to Him and ask Him for His help. And because as we just He doesn't want us to just be long ranges, like Mama always say. He doesn't want us to just be long ranges saying, okay, we got this, we don't need any help and things like that. But no, He wants to give us the help. He doesn't want us living anxious. He wants us to receive His strength each and every day. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I love that scripture so much, because we can just let our requests be made known to Him. We don't have to be anxious about anything. And then as we let our requests be made known to Him, we will receive His peace. We will be calm in our hearts and in our minds. So as we go to God, a lot of things come with that. That's the benefits of it. We can have His peace in our hearts and minds. So every single part of us will be changed because we go to Him. And God understands our needs. He knows that we need strength there. He knows everything that's going on in our lives, and He wants to help us. And throughout our lives, I've seen the person, I know you all have as well, God has shown His great faithfulness in our lives. So we don't need to live in stress. We don't have to live worried, because we can give Him all, cast all our cares over to Him. And there's even more benefits to us receiving His strength in and through Him. And God, He has given us His power to endure what otherwise we could not do on our own. We can't do it on our own. Jesus gives us strength to press on during any type of situations, in busy times, caregiving times. No matter what, in different seasons of our life, God is our strength. And He also gives us strength through His contentment and His joy. So no matter what our circumstances, He reminds us of His eternal hope, that we can hope in Him. We don't have to lose hope like the world. We can hope in Him and believe and know that He is our strength. No matter what is going on, He is greater than any situation that we are going through. And one of my favorite Christmas songs from the Preacher's Wife album is Somebody Bigger. God is bigger than anything you might be going through. He's bigger than tiredness. He's bigger than anything that we are going through. And we can receive His Holy Spirit that can help empower us to do all things and to strengthen us in all things. And I love God so much that because as we ask for His strength and receive His strength to do the things that He has called us to do, even if we do not feel like it, just the fact that we went to Him and we prayed, He would grace us for it and give us an inner strength to keep on pressing on. And I know that God has done that same thing for each and every one of you as well, that he just gives us that inner strength to keep on pressing on. And in Hebrews 12, I love what it says in Hebrews 12, 2 and 3, that we need to always keep our eyes fixed and focused on him. It says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy for him, he endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured so much opposition to sin that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So God wants to be our strength. He does not want us to grow weary and lose heart. Yes, weariness might try to come upon us. We might be seeing ourselves walking a certain way and feeling might have to go grab that Advil. But before we even do all that, we can rely on God's healing. We can rely on his strength because we know that he does not want us to live weary. He does not want us to lose heart. He is with us. We can always fix our eyes on Jesus. And fixing our eyes on Jesus means that even though our decisions and our eyes might try to shift sometimes, we can continually fix our eyes on him. It's a continual thing. We must continually fix our eyes on Jesus. And a part of we can do all things through Christ is the good news is he doesn't want us to go through things alone, like I was saying. God has provided the strength that we need to do whatever he has called us to do. If he's called you to be a caregiver, if he's called you with your children, so many things God has called each and every one of us to do, God will give us the strength to do it. He will never let us be in it alone. We need to understand that Philippians 4:13 does not say that we can do just anything we want to do because we are stronger than no. It's through him. It's through him that we receive the strength. It's God's grace that is giving us the strength in times when we don't even know how the strength is going to come up, but he blesses us with it. See, in the Amplified, it says, not in your own strength. I repeat that again, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectively at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction in the light. So I just pray, my special prayer is that God will just continue to strengthen each and every one of us. I pray that you would just go over to God and fix your eyes on him to know that we cannot do anything apart from him and that it's through him that we receive his strength. And Father God, I pray that you will strengthen each and every one of us today, Lord God. Let remind us every day that we are not strong within ourselves, but it is through you. I thank you, Lord God, for not letting any spirit of weariness, anxiety, or any type of overwhelmingness come upon us, but that we will receive your peace in our hearts and our minds as you strengthen us each and every day for what you have called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, Rabasia, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, so much for that word through Minister Amber. First, Lord God, we thank you again for the word through Minister Joy on compassion and action. And then on this tremendous word also through Minister Amber, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Lord, we can hope in you, Lord God, and you're bigger than anything we would face. We can fix our eyes on you, Lord Jesus, and you strengthen us so that we will not be weary in our well-doing. Thank you so much, Lord God, for giving us the reminder through this word. We thank you so much, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the words even thus far. And now, Lord God, as I come with the word that you've given unto me, I thank you and praise you, Father God, that even now for continuing to speak through our lips and think through our mind and bless us by your spirit today. Oh, saints of God, listen very carefully now. We're not going to be too long. I don't plan on being no more than 15 to 20 minutes. It may be an abbreviated service, but we still pray that God would give us his word and the word that he would have for us to know. So as I begin today, it's now 12:01 our time, my time in New York. It may be 1:01, and on the west coast, It may be 10:01 your time, but it's 12:01 our time. So we're going to try to be no more than 15 or 20 minutes during this time, and thanking God for the word that he has laid upon our hearts today. Glory to God. As many of you may know, is that we've been doing a boot camp, a spiritual boot camp. And we have been doing a basic boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. Recently, we began to go on the last service. We were going over the weapons of our warfare. And we were going over those. There, I have about 18 ones. There may be more and many more than that. We went over 10 of them. But today, we're going to go over one of the weapons. One of the weapons in particular today that the precious Lord, precious Holy Spirit laid upon my heart to cover. Glory to God. We covered, first I want to give you the scripture in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 6. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We went over that the name of Jesus Christ is one of the weapons of our warfare, that God has given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in the heaven and the earth and under the earth. So Jesus' name carries power in three realms. We also went over the powerfulness of the blood of Jesus Christ, of how Revelation 12 and 11 says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. We found out that the blood of Jesus speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. Abel's blood cried out for vengeance. Jesus' blood cries out, hallelujah, for all that Jesus gave his life for us on Calvary's cross. He's given us a tremendous inheritance, which first and foremost, that we can have a relationship with God, our Father, through the blood of Jesus Christ, eternal everlasting life, and life more abundantly. So we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works, and that we can plead the blood of Jesus, which is a legal term. Just like in a court of law, we plead the fifth, that we will not incriminate ourselves. We don't have to incriminate ourselves in a court of law. Well, as we stand and we plead the blood of Jesus, it's a spiritual legal term that says everything that Jesus provided for us is ours. And when we plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, the blood covers everything. We're resting our case in Jesus and in his blood and all that he would do for us. Glory to God. The third weapon that we went over was the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. We learned even this morning that God's word is a powerful, it's active, operative, energizing. His word is effective. His word is able to do the job and do it well, because the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and a multitude of angels, hallelujah, all heaven is backing the word of God as we speak them out. But the weapon that God is having me to focus on today is that fourth weapon, which is so important. And that fourth weapon is worship and praise. I believe that this is the time where we're going to begin to see worshipers and praisers who will change situations around through their worship and as they praise the Lord. Because praise makes miracles possible. Praise makes miracles possible. And in this weapon of worship and praise, God wanted us to know you may be just one praise away from your victory. Because praise and worship is an expression of our faith and trust in God and his great love for us and who he is and in his promises to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many in the body of Christ know how to use this weapon of our warfare, that weapon of worship and praise. I remember in the word of God that David, in 2 Samuel 6 and verse 14, it says David, that he danced before God with all his might. Hallelujah. Somebody said he even danced out of his clothes. David was girded with a linen ephod. And then in 2 Samuel 6, 16, it says, as the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Saul's daughter, Michal, looked down from a window. That was David's wife. And she looked down from a window and saw David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And the word of God says she despised him in her heart. She despised David as he danced. Then in 2 Samuel 6, 20 through 23, then David returned to his house, bless his household. And again, his wife, Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David, what she said, because remember, she was despising him dancing before the Lord. And she said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. And then in verse 21, so David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. He said, therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. David said, I'm going to be honored amongst them, those maidservants that you said that I was undignified before. Therefore, Michal, the word of God says in verse 23, therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death because she despised David. And let me tell you something. When we began, those of us who are worshipers and praisers, you know, I often say that one of the first calls that I had on my life was as a intercessory prayer warrior. God began to have me to intercede allow me to meet Minister Treva Kelly and to see how she so interceded for people on a daily basis. Glory to God. We've been friends for over 40-some years, and she was only an 18-year-old young lady at the time, and I began to be able to learn about intercession through Reverend Treva Kelly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the Lord began to quicken me, and he said, and Helen, the second thing that I called you to do was to be a worshiper, a praiser unto me. I can remember that on Sundays, God would speak to my heart by his spirit, and he would say, get up, Helen, and run. Run, Helen, run. And so I would say, oh, Lord, I knew what was going to happen when I would get up. And most of the young people, they sat in the back two rows or three rows of the church where I was at the time. And I would get up, and I would run around the church. And I'd get back there with those, by those young people, and they would just laugh at me. And the Lord said, but you run for me. Worship me. Run, Helen, run. Glory, I almost sound like Forrest Gump. Run, Helen, run. And I would run. And the Lord showed me something about that, because at the time when God sent me out, and I had sent me to another church at that time, took me to another place. Before I left that particular church, not only was the pastor, his wife, and the entire congregation was running around the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So everybody may not be happy because you're worshiping and praising God like David did with all his might. Some may even make fun of you. But we must know that when we worship and praise God, situations won't take years and years to come to pass. Your worship and praise will cause things to turn around swiftly. Sometimes we say, we're waiting on God. God said, I'm waiting on you. Worship me. He comes to the whole shata, he says, and I will bring it to pass. The Lord brought to my mind about how he can do things in a moment, overnight, suddenly. Glory to God. In number 17, there were ones who were questioning about whether Aaron and Moses were the real, true leaders that God had called. They said, we just as good as you. Who you think you are, they were saying. In other words, they said, we're chosen by God also. They were getting arrogant. So God said, okay, bring all your rods here and put them before the ark. He told them and the rods, he said, and Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. In Numbers 17 and verse 7. And verse 18, it says, and it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness. Now remember, look, he told him to bring all the rods in. They were sticks. These were a bunch of sticks. One these were sticks. Can you see you going and said, okay, to see if who's the real leader? So go get your stick. Your rod, that's a stick. Get your rod, your stick, and we're going to all put it before, and we're going to see who is going to bud overnight. And the word of God says, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded. And overnight now, it brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. It was not planted in the ground. All these sticks were laid out. All the family names were on each stick. They would have, well, that family, this stick, that, where they put a mark so that they would know whose stick was whose stick, whose rod was whose rod. But the only rod that bloomed and blossomed, it not only budded, it brought forth buds, it bloomed blossoms, and not only that, but it yielded almonds. Come on now, Holy Ghost. In one night, that's it, I can turn it around. I heard one man say, God can make you a millionaire overnight. In one day, God can heal you. I've been healed. In one day, I felt the healing in my body. I've done that. That happened more than one time when it looked like something was trying to linger on me for a long time. And in one day, God would remove it. And I felt in my body. I was one that I didn't understand all that was going on. But in my respiratory system, I was going through something. And I was taking these real strong fisherman cough drops to kind of tame some of the coughing down and standing on the word of God. And in one day, it lifted off me. And like the woman with the issue of blood, I felt the healing in my body. God can do something overnight. But we're waiting. We're waiting on God. But God says, I want to encourage you. You may be just one praise away from your victory. Remember that praise and worship is an expression of our faith and trust in God, saying thank you. How many do you tell you, if you told your children today that you were taking them to Disneyland and said, I'm taking you to Disneyland on a month from today. Today is the 24th of September. I'm going to take you to Disneyland in 1 month. They would be getting excited. They would be, oh, well, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to have. How many times have you told your children, oh, I'm going to just take you down there to get you some ice cream. Or we're going to walk and do. They will get excited. God says, when you begin to worship and praise me, it's an expression of your faith and trust in God. See, we say Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 is my mom's, Pastor Mom's favorite verse. It says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God wants us to trust in him with all of our heart and to not lean to our own understanding. So when we praise and worship, when we give, it's an expression of our faith and trust in God. Thank you, Lord, that you're the Lord God that healeth me. Thank you, Lord God, that you're the Lord God that strengtheneth me. Thank you, Lord God. I listened to my sister as she opened up prayer today. You can tell she's a worshiper, Pastor Catherine is. You can tell that she worships and praises God because all throughout the prayer, she was praising God in the midst. And she's been through so much in the last few days. Glory to God. We thank God that praise and worship is an expression of our faith and trust in God and in his great love for us. Who loves you, baby? Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his brethren and for his friends. Jesus proved his love to you and me, and that he gave his life on Calvary. He suffered and he bled and he died in order to bring us into right standing with the Father. So we can praise him for the greatness of his love for us. Glory to God. And who he is, his character, his nature, his very ways. God is good all the time. And all the time God is good. And as the Lord ministered through Joy today, God is a God of compassion. Hallelujah. He moves in compassion towards us. the disciples, they came upon a situation and they said, "Oh Lord, do you want to rain down fire from heaven as they did with Elijah?" He said, "Do you want to rain down fire from heaven?" And Jesus turned to them and said, "You don't know what spirit you are of." We know that in the Old Testament there were ones destroyed, but Jesus said, "You don't know what spirit you're of." He said, "The Son of Man came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them." Glory to God. God's compassion. We can worship him in the name of Jesus Christ. And then who he is and of his many promises to us. Glory to God. So as we come, and I said I'd be through. I'm coming on. Glory to God. I want to give you, as we go in here, because God wants things to happen quickly for us. Everyone may not be happy because you're worshiping and praising God with all your might. Some, again, they make fun of you, but we must know that when we worship and praise God, situations won't take years and years to come to pass. Your worship and praise will cause things to turn around swiftly. God says in the word in Psalms 37 and verse 4, he said, if we would delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. In Psalms 22 and verse 3, it says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Did you see in the song, O Most High, we sing praises to your name. He inhabits, God lives in the praises of his people. It says, you're holy, it says, enthroned in the praises of Israel. In the NASB Bible, it says, yet you are holy. You are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Oh, when God comes upon the scene, hallelujah, through your worship and praise. I'm here today to tell you, it's like when God comes in and you're worshiping and you're praising, you're giving glory to God. It's like the room fills with the atmosphere of God himself because he lives, he inhabits, and is enthroned upon the praises of his people. So I'm going to give very quickly. I'm already at 12:19, but I'm going to give just two examples very quickly of how ones worshiped and praised God and the situation was turned around. I'm going to give one in the Old Testament and another in the New Testament very quickly, because in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 1 it says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. The Lord has said, I want you to begin to worship me and praise me. Because the moment you begin to do that, he said, because I live and I inhabit the praises. He said, when the praises go up, somebody said, the blessings will come down. He condemned a whole shot. Your praise, your worship will speed some things up for us and for you. Hallelujah. God said, you're in the time now. You've spoken the word. You're speaking those things that be not as though there were. You're speaking the end from the beginning in the situation. You're saying, Lord, I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm well. I'm sound. I'm delivered, Lord God. I'm prosperous, Lord God. I'm at peace in this. You're speaking the word. Now, God said, begin to put and attach this weapon of warfare, which is to worship and praise me, because I live in your praises. I come in on the scene, hallelujah. I manifest quickly on your behalf. So just like that stick that was put before the ark, budded overnight and had buds and almonds on it, God said, I'll move quickly. See, there are some people, I had a worship and praise leader in our church in California, and she would say, why we gotta do this? It was a worship and praise leader. She said, why we got to do this? How come we got to come on and worship and pray? How come we can't just go straight into the word? There are people that don't understand the importance of worship and praise. That is, because God himself is worthy. He's worthy, hallelujah. He's worthy of all praise and adoration. Glory to God. And then he said, there are mechanisms that take place when you worship me. When you worship me, I live in your praises. I come in on the scene. I'll move quickly. So as the praises and worship go up, my blessings will come down on your behalf to move on behalf of you, your children, your family, your situation, and I'll turn things around in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So the first Old Testament example is found in 2 Chronicles 20. You know that even as I go to 2 Chronicles 20, you're very familiar with this particular passage. I know many of you are. Glory to God. In 2 Chronicles 20, there were three armies that were coming against Israel, the Ammonites, the Moab, and Mount Seir. And they came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And so Jehoshaphat, he said, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea. And he began to, the word of God said he feared in verse 3. In verse 3, he feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast. Remember that fasting is one of the weapons of our warfare. Many times these weapons of our warfare, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, worship and praise, fasting, hallelujah, and others, they work in concert together, glory to God. So the first thing he did was to proclaim a fast because he needed to get the mind of God. He needed his flesh and his soul, his mind, will, and emotions to be under so he could hear clearly from God. And then Judah, it says in verse 4, they gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. Bear with me. If I go through this, I believe God I'll be through in just a few more minutes. Give me just a few more minutes in this, and I'll be through in just a few minutes because this is the Old Testament example of how God moved quickly as they begin to worship and praise God. And then I have one more, which is the New Testament, and then we'll stop. Glory to God. And so Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. Glory to God. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people, Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And then he came down and said, and now, verse 10, and now behold the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. He said, behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. They were trying to take away their inheritance. And he said, oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Hallelujah, God in the midst. And he said, hearken, ye all, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up. He even tell them how they're going to come up. They come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. And then he said in verse 17, again, he reiterated, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and stand you still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And verse 18 says, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Worshiping the Lord. Verse 19 says, and the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord of the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. It wasn't with a little voice. That's why I said, if there are ones who will despise you worshiping God, that's their business. They'll pay the price for that. Michael did. She never had any children. Somebody said David never went back into her again. She never had any children with David. Glory to God. Because she despised him when he was worshiping the Lord. And so they said they stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And so as they went, This is what Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah." And that word Judah, they said Judah means praise. "And you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Wait a minute, you're getting ready to go out to battle. And in going out to battle, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And just say, look what they said. I often love this because I say it all the time. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Say that with me. Praise you, Lord, for your mercy is enduring forever on my behalf. Praise you, Lord, for your mercy is enduring forever. And look what happened when they began. This is the first one. Look what happened. And when they began to sing and to praise in verse 22, the Lord set ambushments against the children. They just began to praise him. They took no guns, instruments or other weapons. They began to praise and to sing and to praise. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barakah. Hallelujah. That's the valley of praise. Hallelujah. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that same place was called the Valley of Barakah, a blessing unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. There are ones of you that are listening today, and in the future, you're going to be made to rejoice over everything that has come against you in your life. This is your time now. This is your time. God said this is the time for the turnaround. I'm turning some things around just for you, your family, your neighborhood, your nation, if you'll just praise me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word of God says, and they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. And then verse 30 is such a great word. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for God gave him rest round about. Oh, saints of God, if you'll worship him, we'll worship and praise him along with our confession. Thank you, Lord, for healing me in my body. Thank you, Lord, for even now blessing me, Lord God, prospering me as I'm in health, even as my soul prospers. Thank you, Lord, for saving and delivering my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my perpetual generations, if you tarry to come. Then the last one we go to is the New Testament. Remember, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every word will be confirmed. The word that God wants us to see today is that when we begin to worship him and praise him, that things are going to turn around quickly. Just like those sticks that budded, that one stick that budded, and not only budded, but brought forth almonds overnight. Glory to God. God says, if you'll worship me and praise me during this time, some things are going to be turned over overnight. Glory to God. In fact, I plead the blood of Jesus around this. The Lord began to tell me in the month of October, he said, I want you to begin in your services, the services, to begin to worship me, to begin to praise me, so that they once can know the significance of why we worship and praise the Lord. Give me glory, because see, October is the 10th month. 10 is the number for increase. When increase will come, hallelujah, and this month is the 9th month, 9 fruit of the Spirit, 9 gifts of the Spirit, the 9 Beatitudes. 9 has been associated with the Holy Ghost. So this month, he's given us an instruction, the Lord is, to get ready for October. Praise me in the beauty of my holiness, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So our New Testament example, very quickly, it says 12:32. I'm watching that time. Our New Testament example of the tables being turned, the situation turning around swiftly as they worshiped and praised the Lord. In the New Testament, it was found in Acts 16. It said, and it came to pass in verse 16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, and he used that name of Jesus. He said, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. They got beat, saints of God. They were beaten. And the word of God said in verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, I mean, they beat them. They laid not just a few stripes. They beat them and they cast them into prison, it says in verse 23, and charged the jailer to keep them safely. Because if the jailer did not keep them, the jailer would lose his life. If something happened to their prisoners, the jailer would be killed. But then the word of God said, who having received such a charge, this is the jailer, he thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And then verse 25 comes. And at midnight, these men who have been beaten with many stripes, I mean beaten, bloody beaten with many stripes, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And they sang praises unto God. That's why you need to keep worship and praise going on. You need to sing psalms and hymns. Have your heart full of the of worship unto the Lord, singing psalms and hymns and making melody in our heart. Yes, it's a delicate balance. We don't want to always be over here in the song, but we need them now. We need them. We want the word. We want to be able to worship God. We want to be able to pray. We'll be strong as we go forth in the things of God. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them in their singing. Oh, Most High, we sing glory to your name. I don't know if that was what they were singing. But I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. They were worshiping God, even though they had been beaten. But verse 26 says, and suddenly, and that's what God wants to do for each one of us. He wants to give us suddenly as we're worshiping and praising in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the strife, in the midst of the sickness, in the midst of whatever going on in our lives. He said, our children, watch it. He said, I want you to give me praise. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. As you worship God, glory to God, God will send an earthquake, a shaking, hallelujah, on your behalf, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately it opened every door. All the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. It said in verse 26 of chapter Acts 16. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he didn't want them to kill him because it might have been, I guess, worse for them to kill him. He drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's what the jailer said. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house, because he took them home to his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and he washed their stripes. See, they had been, he washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he fed them. He set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeant, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto him, they've beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And how do they thrust us out privately, privily? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison, entered into the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. The bottom line in this particular message today is to remember that worship and praise is an important weapon of our warfare, and that we may be just one praise away from our victory, from our situation turning around, from the manifestation of the things that we've been trusting God for. Yes, I see the houses that God has said. Yes, I see the vehicles. You might say, oh, is that all? No, somebody needs a car. Somebody tired of riding on Uber, even though we thank God for the Ubers. Somebody needs a home to accommodate for them, their family. Somebody needs the money they need to be debt-free. Somebody needs healing in their body. Somebody needs their children saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. Somebody needs a change in their neighborhood, on their job, in their school. And God said, I want you to worship me, praise me. Somebody said, we're just one, you may be just one praise away from your victory, from your situation turning around, from the manifestation of that which you've been trusting God for. Yes, let us delight ourselves in God and worship and in praise, for he's worthy to be praised. Let us worship him for the greatness of his love and kindness to us. Let us worship him for his greatness and his power. Let us worship him for his ability and willingness to do for us, his children. And then let us watch him move swiftly and grant us the very desires of our heart. Glory to God. I want to thank God for today. I want to thank God for that word, for it blessed my heart, saints of God. It blessed my heart. I give him glory. Now let's take a praise break right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We praise you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for your good and goodness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your amazing grace. Somebody say it don't take all that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. For God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to receive glory. He's worthy to receive honor. Bless you, Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me blesses your holy name. Lord, we love you today. We honor you. We reverence you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for the turnaround. And each man, woman, boy, and girl that's listening now, those who will be listening in the future, Lord, we do give you praise. Thank you for your word today, which is truly a lamp into our feet, a light into our pathway. Your word are we hiding and depositing in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. Lord, thank you for setting us free to be able to worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor. So as we close today, and we thank God for today, we always want to give each man, woman, boy, and girl an opportunity that they may this day give their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. Maybe you listen to this and your heart is stirred. Your heart is stirred and you would like to ask Jesus to be the Savior, Lord, and God of your life. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. He didn't just love the world. He so loved the world, and that's a lot of love, that he gave the very best that he had to give, which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. Then John 1:12 says, because Jesus is the gift to the world, God's gift to the world. John 1:12 says, as many as have received him, we got to receive him, saints of God. He's given the right to become a child of God to as many as have believed on his name. And then I love Romans 10:17 says, whosoever. That means I don't care if you're black or white, if you're rich or poor, no matter what you are, whatever color you are. He said, whosoever, whosoever. That means anybody, whoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you would like to receive Jesus into your heart and life today, I want you to pray this prayer with me today. And say, dear Lord Jesus, that's right. Say, dear Lord Jesus, this day, I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life. I receive you as my Savior, my Lord, and my God. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This day, I repent of all my sins. I no longer want to go my own way, the devil's way, or the world's way. Lord, I want to go your way. I surrender my heart and my life to you. Now in Acts 20:32, if you prayed that prayer with me, Acts 20:32 says, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to keep, guard, defend, preserve, and protect you, and to give you an inheritance among all of them that are sanctified, set apart unto God. Welcome to the family of God, beloved. Welcome to the family of God. And we thank God and we worship him. Again, when you prayed that prayer, there's a lot of worship and praise going on. For all of heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you so much. Glory to God. All heaven is rejoicing. And then as we begin to close, I want to thank God again for Apostle Barbara Kizzy and Pastor Mom for inviting us to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church worship service this morning. Thank God for each and every one of you. We always like to be able to tell you about what is going on with the Get 'Em Radio, God in the Mist radio program, in which East St. Louis Christian Center Church is a part of the Get 'Em Radio family. And we want to invite you that on Monday, which is like tomorrow, every Monday, they have the Get 'Em Radio family. They have is Bible teaching lunch with Lorraine at 12 p.m. Central and 1 p.m. Eastern on every Monday. Then we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. I love it. Been attending it. Hallelujah. At 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Then on the second Wednesday of every month, we have prophetic healing, the prophetic healing service at 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern, because what God reveals, God heals. So many, including myself, have been healed in the prophetic healing service. Then you have the Get 'Em Thursday night edition at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern every single Thursday. What a wonderful, I think they have now, there are over 1,500 broadcasts on the Get 'Em Radio family. And then, of course, every Sunday morning, East St. Louis Christian Center Church with Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, the apostle, there at East St. Louis Christian Center at 11 a.m. Central and 12 p.m. Eastern every single Sunday. We thank God for each and every one of you today. And thank God for the service today. Now, before we get close and we say the closing prayer and the benediction, I'm going to ask Amber if she'll get ready for the closing prayer. I'm going to ask Joy if she'll do the closing benediction. Joy, I thank you so much for being the engineer during this time. I really thank God for you as well as for Amber. You all minister every Sunday at our church, and you all still stepped up to do what God would have for you to do. I thank God for each one of you. So we're going to open up the line for Pastor Catherine and for Pastor Mom, and see if there's any words that they would like to say before we go. And if you're wanting to say anything today, push your number one key. And if you want to say something and give a word or anything, Joy will open up the line for you. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Are you there, Pastor Catherine? Pastor Catherine? Can you hear us, Pastor Catherine?
I can hear you all. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before.
Okay. Here's Ma.
Hey,
hey
Mama. Did you praise the Lord with us today? Mama, did you say hallelujah?
Yes.
Everybody else, put yours on mute so that we can hear Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, did you say hallelujah today? Pastor Mom,
I just want to see your voice.
Thank you, Pastor Mom. Can you say with me hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Mama, can you say hallelujah? There you go. Hallelujah. And somebody said, if I can do nothing but wave my hand and worship to God, we wave our hand before God. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And Pastor
Catherine,
is there anything? All right. Love you, Pastor Mom. Love you, Mama. Glory to God. Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. You know, as usual, I always enjoy all of you all, and I just truly enjoyed you all tonight. It was, everything was so refreshing because, you know, I didn't get a chance to take notes on this past Thursday, and I just really enjoyed everything tonight. I enjoyed Minister Joy on compassion in action. Compassion in action. Close yourself with the compassion of God. And, you know, I could just, as she was ministering, I could see the compassion that God was even showing me on yesterday, when somebody had broken into my car, and all the people that were downstairs where I was, they said, "Oh, your car got broken in." They were just showing so much compassion on yesterday, and I you know, that really, really did encourage me, and that was compassion in action on yesterday, and I thank God so much for that. So, thank you so much, Minister Amber. I mean, Minister Joy. And then I also enjoyed Minister Amber also, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And I thank God that he's able to give us the strength even when things are so heavy on us and we think that sometimes we can't make it through. And I know even yesterday, I know I keep talking about my car, but yesterday when I went down and looked at my car, and the first thing that came to my mind was, "Oh God, why do people keep breaking into my car? Why?" And he immediately brought to me, he said, because that was some trash. Minister Amber talked about the trash. That was some trash that the enemy tried to bring to my mind. And God said, in this world, because this is a sinful world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But be a good cheer. And I just said, thank you, Lord God. Whatever goes on, I know that, Lord God, that you are going to provide in Jesus' name. Because, God, you are bigger than any situation that comes in my life. You've given me, she said, God gives you power to overcome everything that you have to face in life. That's what I got out of it. She was saying, like, but God gives you the power to be able to overcome. And I just want to say thank her so much for God's word, and God has also given us strength to just to make it through. And I just, once again, I just want to say thank you so much, Minister Hannah. And I'm not going to say all the things because I want to give somebody else another chance. But one of the things I want to say about you, Pastor Helen, is that this was truly a blessing to me on today. And as I prayed in the beginning, I will never be the same after today because these scriptures that you had given, and I know these scriptures, but it's like you had given us some scriptures when I first got filled with, when you first led me to the gift of speaking in tongues, and you had, before you led me to the gift of speaking in tongues, you gave me some scriptures, and I wrote them in the mark of how to lead somebody else to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I wrote those in the margin of my Bible. And I kept up with that Bible for years and years. But I was looking for that Bible the other day because otherwise, if I don't find that Bible, that means I'm going to have to go back and find all the scriptures all over again that you gave us. But I had it step by step. And so today what you had given us on this fourth weapon of praise, worship and praise, you gave us these scriptures where we can give example of praise and worship because people need this today. They really we need this, and we need whatever we've gotten today, we need to pass this on to other people and be quick to be able to even give them the scriptures how you have given us even from the Old Testament and the New Testament. So this is really good.
Glory
because
to God.
Because people are, you said people may not be happy, but God will cause things to come to pass quickly. And I know I got some stuff that's in front of me that I know God is going to provide, and I know some things are going to come to pass quickly in Jesus' name, not just because I do this, but because I worship him in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not just trying to get some things, but I need God to intervene on my behalf at this particular time. So I just want to tell you thank you so much. And God bless all of you, and may he fill you all with all the virtues that you have given out on today. So thank you so much, and may God bless you.
And thank you. Thank you for your prayer that we heard and we picked up on.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom, the Lord said, my praise and my glory will I not give to another. I know that I didn't know how to do it. God said, I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to show you. Joy came in and she said, Mama, are you going to sleep yet? Mama, you need to lay down. But God began to tell me, this is what I want you to say today. He said, I'm going to tell you. He said, I want you to minister on that fourth weapon, worship and praise. He said, and this is how I want you to minister it. God ministered to, and I went, oh, glory. He said, I want you to minister an example from the, oh, I like you, Pastor Catherine, when he ministered to me, I said, oh, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's like it was something when we hear the Second Chronicles 20:22 as they begin to praise the Lord. But when we get over there to Acts 16 and we begin to see how the same thing, an earthquake took place, hallelujah. And so I give him glory. I thank God. You always confirm to me, Pastor Catherine, that when God does a thing well and it hits the mark that he wants to hit it, I thank him for hitting the mark today in our lives. He hit it in my life. Hallelujah. And I thank you even now for receiving the word that God gave us today. Glory to God, each one of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Glory
thank
to
you.
God. And hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Love you too. Love you all too. Be much strengthened today in Jesus' name. And then now, is there anybody else? Joy, did anybody else push their number one key? Minister Rachel, will you come on today? Minister Rachel, just that you pushed your number one. Minister Rachel and family.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
My son, I was supposed to, like, I didn't know that a pastor was away until I started listening to the service.
because my son said, Mom, whatever y'all want to do on tomorrow, he wanted to read the Word of God. And if that's okay, but I forgot the text. So is it okay we could say Psalms 91 and Isaiah 55 right now, me and my son, Marcus?
Yes,
oh, praise
you can.
God. Okay, we'll do Psalms 91 first.
Yes.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. The long life will I satisfy him, show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the next one, Minister Rachel, what's the next scripture?
Oh, Isaiah 55.
Yes.
It says, I'm going to read the first five verses, and then Mark is going to read 6 all the way to 13. It says, ho, everyone, oh, glory to God. It says, ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, Thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee. Satan will rebuke you. Or shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Marcus.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will give mercy, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as rain cometh down, and the snow from the heaven, and returneth not
thither,
thank you, thither, but watereth the earth. My bad, sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
And maketh it to bring forth and bud.
That it maketh seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
So shall my word be that goeth forth and out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me
void.
Thank you. But it shall
accomplish
Mom.
That which I please, and it shall prosper in a thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and
hey.
Be led forth, hallelujah, be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Marcus and Minister Rachel. Thank you all so much. God bless you, the precious man and woman of God. Glory to God.
God bless you, too. We love you all. I wanted the girls
okay,
to sing, but they didn't come downstairs, so it's okay. Because I'm cooking dinner, and I wanted the princesses to come and sing, but they didn't come out of their room. I think they're probably napping or playing with their Legos.
All right. Give them our love, all right?
All right. Love y'all.
Okay. Love you, too. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for today. We thank God for him meeting us here today at the point of our need, for being in our midst. Lord, we love you. We honor you. We reverence you. We give thanks to you, O Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, for this particular service. Before we go, we always want to ask, is there anyone else that would like to say anything? Is anybody else? Is there any more lines? Press Joy. All right. And so you have one more opportunity now. If there's anything and the Holy Spirit is leading you, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything before we go? Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, we're going to ask if Amber will come and give us the closing prayer. And then we're going to ask you, Joy, to give us the closing benediction. Amber, will you come with the closing prayer, please?
Yes, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this service today. I ask that you would just continue to shield and protect and bless each and every person that was on the line today and who will listen in the future. I ask that you would strengthen each and every one of us, Lord God, for all that you have called us to do, and give us the energy and the anointing to push through and continue to trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Minister Amber. Thank you so much. And Joy, will you give us our closing benediction? God bless each and every one of you. Again, every person who's on the line, even those who will be in the future. I always like to give a special shout out to Pastor Mom. I love you, Pastor Mom. And we even send out a special shout out to Apostle Kizzy and to Pastor Catherine. God bless you all. And Joy, will you do our closing prayer? And Joy, thank you again for being our engineer today. Glory to God. We give glory to God for you. Will you do the closing benediction?
Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and within us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to any wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. You may not be dismissed.
Hallelujah.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say
church say, let the church say.